Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go, Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you aboard here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Judge is battling here, Joe. Just absolutely battling this kid Soriano. For the Marlins, he's been fouling pitches off. See if it ends in a big way for him. Meanwhile, Joe, good thing for you is the Raptors have got this to 12 against the Pacers. So, you know, you stay in that range, your boy's going to stay out on the floor. Total up to 262.5.
3-1 Diamondbacks. 3-1 Diamondbacks, Carver. 3-1.
Really?
Yeah, I told you, Smith.
Everybody going to homer except Christian Walker tonight, I guess, huh?
Is that how
that's going to go?
I thought this guy was a wheel.
Thought he was a wheel.
He's got 20 stuck in the mud.
Judge walked, so they load the bases.
Come on, man.
Judge walked. Oh, Randall Grichuk with the homer for Arizona. Grichuk. Homer for Grichuk. Very unfortunate. What does he got now, Joe?
He's got 20. He's stuck at 20.
He's still been stuck at 20. Jeez. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. 844-843-6879 is the number to get involved. Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of NBA Props, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. No Luca. He's off my radar. No more Luca. I'm done with the guy. Done. No more. Just, I'm going to pick them to win the West. That's my next bet.
What's that number at?
It was 950 when we looked.
Yeah, but that was a while ago.
Think it's cheaper?
What's it at now?
Shorter? Think there's shorter odds?
No, I don't. Hold on, I got it here.
Yeah, I got it. Western.
13-1.
Ah, no Luca. I'm gonna take them.
They're in the Denver rotisserie. 155 now, huh?
They're in my
Denver
rotisserie
plus 155.
Play. They're going around.
Oh, you get
a
rotisserie play?
Yeah, rotisserie play. To rotisserie. You know why? Because it goes round and round.
Little rat.
Find a way, just give it time.
Little rat for you there, Joe. Good job.
I need somebody to back for the West, and I can't do Joker.
You keep saying Dallas. So what's the?
That's it.
I already told you what we needed to do weeks ago, and you never took me up on it. I said you need to do the same thing you did last year, and there's one city where you could do it, whereas like you did with the Panthers and the Heat. You back both teams in the spring playoffs and try to make a run. And I told you, it's you want to beat the Mavs, take the Stars along for the ride as well. 69-1 putting them both together for the Western Conferences, Joe.
Wow.
Numbers Joe likes. He'll probably even put a little cherry on top, like, you know, LSU to win the SEC or something like that after.
Oh, absolutely.
You already did all this with this. You already made one of those.
Absolutely.
I like the Stars a lot.
All right, you like the Stars a lot. I like Luka, so I'll do it, okay? Just for you. All right.
Do you want to throw the Rangers to win the AL West
see, now,
in there?
Go the full Cowboys to win
the NFC East. Like you could put all the Dallas teams together.
Hang on. Let me just.
Oh, suddenly we're thinking about it.
No, because I want to play that. Just I want a smash special. I want. Look at me. I did it. I want one of those.
Man, Rangers, Stars, Mavericks, Joe. 100 to win 18,000.
I like the Lightning for the East this year. I like this Lightning team.
Yeah, you think that they're going to have a little bit of juice, huh?
I do. I like the Lightning. You like the Stars. All right, let me see.
Well, Stars is the West, so.
Yeah, no, I know.
I haven't really made a determination in the East.
$50 pays $34.50. I mean... 100 pays how much? $7,000? Yeah, basically $7,000. All right, hang on. I need something with a little juice. Hang on. You're right. I'm the wheel when it comes to college football.
Oh, you're the wheel. Well, there's no doubt about that. Who's the wheel? Who's the best cop?
Joe's the best. And a profit boost.
Oh, because they have the boost builder thing today. So
now this is it. LSU to win the championship.
Now, honestly, Joe, let me tell you how to really maximize that thing. Get a couple of that you know kind of really chalky legs to put in there with it. Now, find the big hits you want, and then you can stack some chalky stuff underneath it to add up that boost number. Because every time you add one, now look at the boost number; it goes up.
All right, so here, you ready?
Yeah.
This is going to be one of these things now. You ready? All right.
Sure.
Where's the make the playoffs? Playoffs?
Playoffs.
Ready?
Yeah.
I got it. I could really go crazy.
This is baseball you're putting in, make the playoffs?
Baseball, yeah. All right, you ready?
Yeah. Now, it has to be under, I think, minus 300. You can't go any further than minus 300.
All right, you ready?
For that boost, yeah.
Profit boost. Blue Jays to make the playoffs. LSU to win the championship. Dallas Stars to win the West. Mavericks to win the West. $100 pays $271,962.78.
You said so many numbers right there. I can't even...
Yeah, on $100,
yeah,
it pays $271,009.
All right, and now tell me again everything that's in it, and in English. What do you have in it?
In English, Mavericks to win the West.
Okay.
Stars to win the West.
Okay.
Blue Jays to make the playoffs. LSU to win the championship.
To win the whole thing.
The whole thing. The whole kit and
caboodle. You see, you could have went a little bit lighter there.
Well, what? Why? Why?
Because what's LSU to win the championship by themselves?
15-1.
Really? That's they're not longer than that?
No.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, Joe. I guess if that's what you want to spend it on, that's what you spend it on.
You say, Carver. I love you, Carver.
That's what you need to do. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Are you, so Joe, I know that you told me that you were, are you going anywhere beyond Sepp Straka and Tiger Woods? Is that it for you? Is that as far as you're going to?
Beyond. Sepp is 250 to 1.
I'm saying that you're going any, is the card getting any deeper than that? Are you going any deeper than those guys?
Because every time I go deep, you say they have no shot.
Well, Sepp's 220 to 1.
Well, then he's off $30 from where he was a few days ago.
Yeah, he's moving up. Got a couple tickets in on him, I guess.
You think I moved it?
I could have been you.
I mean, I'm such a wheel when it comes to golf.
Yeah.
There's one other name that I like.
Mm.
He's been in your portfolio before.
Okay. Maybe he's in it this week.
Ryan Crazy Like a Fox.
Yeah, I like Ryan Fox, and this is a nice course for him. It really is. He's just my problem with him, Joe, at least for this week, he just hasn't been playing well. And that, you know, I feel like you need to have some fairly decent recent form of play when you come to Augusta. I just don't think a guy who's been playing like garbage all year can just show up and win the tournament. I just don't.
So,
I love Ryan Crazy Like a Fox. I mean, he's won money for me, but he hasn't played well this year.
Right. So you want to hear something funny?
Sure.
So I was looking I was like, all right. Ryan Fox is in, right? Yeah. So I'm like, and then one of my guys popped up, Peter Maliani.
Oh, yeah. He got in because he won that event.
So I click him. So I don't forget him. And I have the parlay that I plan on playing with LSU.
And
so that pays.
Oh, boy.
Carver, hang on. That would pay $130 million. Okay. And they said the maximum bet that I can make and win on it is $1 million.
Yeah, they're maxing you out because you have so much nonsense in there that
so if Peter
yeah, remember, I mean, well, not by himself is 600 to 1. So it's
so if you put it in the odds with Magnani in there 130-813-786.
It's like a lottery number. It's like 14-75-92.
Him. Throw Manani in the parlay.
Put him in there.
Manja.
Yeah.
Does Manani have any shot to win first round?
I'll say this.
Let me hear it.
Now, you know how I like to do first-round leaders.
Yes.
I will not take the chalk. I am strictly bombs only on the first-round leader. Now, that makes it, for a tournament like this, Joe, where there's only 87 guys in it, you know, you don't get as many 90, 100, 100. He's 120 to 1 for first-round leader, huh?
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind if he, because I usually pick like 8 to 10 bombs for first-round leader. Because of how he's played the last 6 weeks, I would put him as one of my first round leader bombs. I absolutely
okay,
would.
Okay, so he's in on my first round, all right? And you know that I'm putting in Tiger, okay?
Right. When his first round right now is what, 90?
70.
What did they got him for?
70.
Yeah, that's not even. He'd have to be triple digits for me to even consider it.
Okay. The other guy, so I have.
This is first round leader now you're talking about. This is
correct.
Where you're.
Okay,
yeah.
My guy, Camilo Villegas.
Villegas. I think it's his first time playing the Masters in like 15 years.
Oh, even better, 200 to 1
for first round leader.
Yeah.
All right, I'm willing to go there with you for this one. He's got no shot being a first round leader. He's got no shot to be.
Oh, Villegas.
Yeah, he's got no shot. No shot.
He's got no shot.
No shot.
Why? It's his first time. Maybe. Why,
not his first time. It's his first time there in like 15 years. He's like, you know, you got on, who'd you get on earlier? Sergio? I feel like this guy's. Well, just give me
maybe second time's a charm for him.
He's actually 42. He's 2 years younger than Sergio.
See? He's got a little gas in the tank. You're bashing the guy, and the guy's got a little bounce in his step.
Actually, looking at the board right now, and I'm going to set the first round leaders up tomorrow, obviously, when I do it with Cam on Coast to Coast. But I think that Malnati at 120 is probably the end of the rope for me. I don't think I can go further than that. I think he's as far out as I'd be willing to go for first round leader. Anybody below him, Joe, I can't do it. I just can't.
When you say you can't do it, like it's against your religion, or you just like what do you mean you can't do it? You
take as in like I don't think it's worth. I don't think that they're worth playing. I don't think that they're worth playing. Like, because most of the guys that are underneath Malnati on the first-round leaderboard are either amateurs or the old guys who are still playing. Because, obviously, Couples. Joe, they let these guys play forever.
I can't believe Freddie Couples is still there.
Well, because when you're a champion, Joe, you're entered forever. I mean, you're...
I know, but you know what's
until
crazy?
Until you
like,
walk
remember,
away. So,
remember when Freddie was in the Hootie and the Blowfish song? Freddie Couples makes you cry. Right? It's been making people
you have
cry for a while.
Obviously, Mike Weir, Vijay Singh, Freddie Couples, Jose Maria Altabal, you know, all these guys, they don't play, you know, they barely play on the Champions Tour, let alone on regular golf, but they're champions for life. That's part of the history and the tradition of
See,
Augusta,
See, I'm starting
Joe,
to get into the golf. Like I understand the TaylorMades, right? And everybody uses the
who?
Wilson and, you know, the, you know.
What?
You know, yeah.
I'll tell you who else. You know, you've been bringing this guy's name up all week. I think it's just because you see it and you just like to repeat it. Yeah. For first round leader, you got Cam Davis at 100-1.
I like Cam Davis.
I think he can make the bomb list as well.
There's certain names that talk to me.
Nicky Dunlap at 90.
Nah, I feel like everybody's hot on this Nicky Dunlap.
Nah,
man.
They won't be this.
At least he puts them. I bring.
This is
to
a serious
guy,
one.
And then all of a sudden, go ahead.
Adam Hadwin at 90 is a very good first round leader bomb. That's a good first round leader bomb. Griot at 90 is a very good first-round leader.
Yeah, I've been on Griot. He's cost me some money.
You got to remember, Joe, there's a reason why these things are 90 and 100-1. They're super hard to hit first-round leader.
You know what kills me every time with this golf?
I'm lucky if I hit two to four a year, Joe. I mean, they're not easy to hit.
All kidding aside, can I tell you what drives me nuts?
Sure.
Is like when we talk about it, right, and then I go about my week, it's never the first thing on my radar. And then when I'm off over the weekend and I actually have a chance to actually think, and I get the text and the tweets from everybody, hey, Lisi Skins, hey, and you send me the tweet or the text, Skins 9-under, third round. I feel like I want to rip something off and throw it. Like I dread that text. I can't stand. And I know that you do it on purpose because you know I forgot to play.
I don't do anything on purpose. What are you talking about?
You do it to get under my skin.
What do you mean? I do it to get under your skin.
I do it on air. You do it off air. You like to stir the pot. You know how you do it.
What are you talking about?
Skins.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM 159. That's another classic right there, Joe.
Yeah, Matias kicking it. Doing great.
Kicking it.
Doing great.
Doing great indeed. Doing great indeed. I told you I'd give you this, then we'll do a couple other things. It is a Masters week. I mean, we know that.
I could talk Masters with you. Let's go.
So, you've been talking about playing all this Tiger stuff. Like, you're all in on Tiger just because I said he had no shot to do this. So, they put out a board of, like, probably 25 to 30 Tiger specials, Joe.
Yeah.
Tiger specials.
All right, give me them.
I'm only going to give you the ones that I think maybe are worth playing. Or not even worth playing, but the one I can at least have some fun with you. Or that aren't super unrealistic. Birdie or better on the first hole of the tournament, 8-1. Come right out of the gate with a birdie, Joe. First hole, bang. 8-1.
Tough what hole. Is it, 30-1?
8-1. 8-1. I mean, for him to have a... Yeah, for the first hole, but that's a tough hole to get things going with.
Why is it a tough hole?
It's a tough hole. It's Augusta. Every hole's tough.
Yeah, but he's been there before.
Hey, many times.
It's not his 24 first straight rodeo. Cuts. It's not like not he knows first, exactly what he's rodeo. Doing.
Bogey-free round in the tournament, which I think has no shot. That's 9-1.
No shot. He's,
no
he's
shot.
He's all or nothing.
Tiger and Rory to both finish in the top 20, including ties, plus 450.
I don't want anything with gotta, Rory.
You don't want to hit your wagon. You don't want to hit your wagon to Rory for anything.
I think he's going to be like an anchor. I think he's going to be like an anchor.
Let's see.
I'm looking at these.
Round one to birdie two or more par fives. That's minus 334. I like this one, Joe. To make four or more birdies in round one, plus 120. I don't mind that.
All right.
To birdie three or more par fives, plus 160.
All right. Here's one. I got one that I like.
Okay.
Round one. To make seven birdies or better, 25-1.
No shot.
What? Wait a second. What?
No shot.
He's got no shot to make seven birdies. The greatest golfer of all time can't find it in himself.
Not the greatest
to come
golfer.
Out.
I mean, right no, now,
whoa,
he's not the greatest
what?
Golfer.
Whoa.
He's the greatest golfer of all time. He isn't the greatest golfer that's going to step on the course this week. He's not the best golfer stepping on the course this week.
The greatest golfer of all time to channel his innermost chi and step up on the biggest stage like he's wearing the red polo with the black pant. And you don't think that Tiger Woods, on round one, if he feels the fire in the belly, those players and those journalists yell, actually laughing at him, thinking that he has no shot to win. Maybe he's seeing your face, and he's going to get seven birdies in round one. 25-1, Carver. 25-1. Go big or go home. I'm going to put it in.
You're putting it in, huh?
Seven birdies. That's not even half. Seven birdies.
He shot two over in the first round last year.
I tell you what, eight birdies is 80-1. Might take that too.
No shot.
Wait, he's got no shot.
For eight? He's got no shot for seven. He's got no shot for eight. No shot.
He's got no shot for eight.
You heard it. No shot. All right, here we go. Scorecards, Joe. This is what I wanted to get for you. I want to see the scorecards from last year. Here we go, Joe. First round last year, he made three birdies.
Okay. So what does that mean?
I'm just telling you the reason why seven and eight are the price that they are.
Yeah, because he's obviously a year wiser. He's a year more confident.
Is that what it
is? He's a year in which the body maybe is bounced back in a big way. Maybe he's doing some extra training for the Masters. Listen, Tiger Woods doesn't want to be, you know, embarrassed in Augusta. He doesn't want to be embarrassed.
Of course not.
I tell you what.
But that you're asking for a lot.
Well, but if he puts together, what if on the first nine he
I think five is the absolute max you could probably realistically go after. It'd be very difficult to go any deeper than that.
All right.
Especially with how the weather's going to be as well for round one. Don't forget that.
So the weather is not conducive to him playing well.
The weather's really not conducive to anybody playing well for round one,
so
if they even get
shot,
out there
then.
At all. Oh, if you're talking about making six, seven, or eight birdies. That's just, there's no chance of that. Any other wire to wire winner? 300-1
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Where's that
winner?
Wire to
bottom.
Wire.
Really, to win by four shots or more, 400-1
Oh,
those are the big ones.
Oh.
Tiger, Rory, and Brooks to all finish in the top five, 175-1 Same thing for the three of them in the top 10, 45-1 Yeah, this is a no thanks, Joe. No thanks.
No?
All these Tiger specials, no thanks. The only thing I would maybe have a little fun with them is to him to make the cut. Other than that, no shot. I don't really want to be involved. No shot. We have a lot of Dayball, Joe, on.
Brian Dayball?
Dayball. Day Baseball.
Okay.
On Wednesday. Let's see what we have here, Joe, for you. Mariners and the Blue Jays again in Toronto. Look who's on the mound, Joe. Kikuchi.
Gas can Kikuchi.
Gas can Kikuchi against what's eating Gilbert Grape.
You want to take the over? Over.
Mariners over. -112 Kikuchi and the Jays -104 Flat eight the total.
Kikuchi.
Kikuchi.
Let's
your
do
boy.
It. Let's take the over. No?
I like the over.
All right.
More, it is a getaway day, but. Arizona and Colorado will finish their series. Now, this one, Joe, is up to 12.5 And why? Because you get Henry and Austin Gomber, who are, it's Gas Can City, with those two on the mound.
Gas Can City.
That's an over 12.5
You think?
Up, 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 and away.
All right, let's do it. Away. Over, over, over.
The Nats are in San Francisco. For to finish that series, Patrick Corbin against Jordan Hicks. Flat eight again now. You've had some different numbers in that series. You had a 7.5 an 8.5 Now you have a flat eight. -200 for the Giants. That's a getaway day special. Get him in and get him out, Joe.
I told you, I'm buying these White Sox. I think they step up +194 again.
You're buying them, huh?
Yep.
What do they got? They're in Cleveland again.
Buying them.
Right? Yeah. Yep. Fetty against Beebe. They're in +194 They, of course, beat them on Tuesday night.
Stepped
7-5
up.
Win. Stepped up.
Stepped up.
Made blew a 5-0 lead. Stepped up.
Stepped up. I think they stepped
second
up.
Second of the year.
Yeah.
Hendricks and Cease for the Cubs and the Padres. That's a flat eight also. A lot of flat eights for you here, Joe.
Yeah.
A lot of flat eights.
Yeah, under. Get away.
Brewers and the Reds have gone over both nights. They'll get to, again, Hunter Green and Wade Miley. It's a flat nine. -136 for the Reds. +116 for the Brewers.
I like the
Brewers. I'm 0-1 over again, Joe. I just feel like those two, it's...
I like the Brew Crew.
There's really just not a lot of pitching.
Yeah, I'm a big Brewers backer now. Brew Crew.
Really?
Yeah.
How about that?
Give me the Brew Crew.
The Marlins and the Yankees again in the Bronx. Ryan Weathers and Marcus Stroman. Yankees -200 +168 for the Fish. 8.5 total again. They've been dead unders, Joe.
I told you, Yankees and under. It's a bad matchup for the Marlins. Once they lose this game, then I start buying them over from like Thursday on. Once the Masters start, give me the Marlins.
Who they're playing this weekend. I got to see who they have in their next series.
Their portfolio.
Yeah, you got to look the look ahead, Joe. Who's in the? Oh, they're home for the Braves this weekend.
Oh, even better. I love it.
There'll be dogs at home for that.
Oh, big dogs. Big dogs.
Big dogs at home.
I love it.
That's
I love it.
Sure.
Perfect spot. Perfect spot.
That is a perfect spot. You're right about that. Perfect spot. Go after the Braves.
Yeah.
Go Irvin, Irvin and Crawford for the Orioles and the Red Sox. I'll give you the last couple when we come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Blitzkrieg, Bop. Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. I'm getting a little spring in my step now. I really am. I just think I could just feel what? It. It's just right around the corner, this Augusta. And I'm this very, very excited Augusta. About it.
Kids perking up.
I'm like really, really excited about it.
I love just it. I hope it's not disappointing for you. I hope you have a little gas in the can.
You got to remember something, Joe. Like, it's hard because this is different than like a weekly because the lines are up for so many months. They're up for a year, basically. And especially the Masters more than the other. The two majors I like the most are the Masters and the Open Championship, the British Open. You know, those are the two that I love. And those are the two that I. Like every couple weeks, I'll look at the odds, you know, just to see who's moved, who's changed, anything that looks good. So it's tournaments where you can grab just some really great numbers months down the road, and you end up building a pretty large portfolio before you get there, you know. So, you know, I got a lot of guys
now,
this week.
Now, do you talk, like, does the golf crew talk with each other? I know you and Cam are always, you know, like, is this guy good with his woods? Are you breaking down film? You got a big contingency now. I mean, now
you've got a lot of guys.
You've got a lot of guys in the Rolodex.
It's kind of like Golf Wednesdays is now, like, extended to Tuesdays now.
I know.
Smiley,
just so you know, I hope you told them. LSU is like, you know.
Well, let's remember.
You know, it's I'm just saying,
this week. This week, I think
there.
that will eventually come up. But
you're gonna tell
as
them
you
hate
saw,
the
Joe,
football team?
I think eventually that? We'll get into that stuff. But I think you need to remember that I only had him for the first time this week for the Masters. It was obviously he had some things going on down in Augusta. There wasn't really any, you know,
I'll bend his ear on what
chat,
you feel about the Tigers. It's all right.
You know, about any of this stuff. So
it's all right. I'll get in his ear a little bit, let him know what you're all about with the Tigers. It's all
right. Right.
Who the,
obviously
who the real LSU backer is here.
Well, I don't have any problem admitting that I'm not backing LSU, that's for sure. I never backed away from that. I don't know where. But, Joe, we have a lot of guys now with the golf.
You got a lot of guys. You, Keith Stewart, you got Cam, you got Vegas Golfer. You got, you know, who do you like?
I like Brady this. does the live now with him whenever there's a live event.
I like this. What do you like? I like this guy. Look at Malnati. And then you just,
look at,
you know.
Look at Malnati. What's
look
it to
at
you?
Malnati. No shot. Here's what I want to know from you, okay? And I want you to do this honestly.
Yeah.
I want you to go to Cam. I want you to go to Smiley. I want you to go to Vegas Golfer and Cam Stewart. Keith Stewart, okay?
Yeah.
And I want you to do a survey.
Sure.
Who is the guy that you think has no shot to win? And then get me that consensus, and then that'll be the one that I take for first round. And because whenever there's something like the guy that's never thought about, that's the guy I want to bet.
That's the guy you want to bet, huh?
I like when nobody's looking. When nobody's looking at that guy, I want to put my money on him. So far, I have a couple of acorns out there. I got a little on Malnati, a little on Cam Davis. I got a little on Sepp Straka. And then I got the big one. I might bang out Tiger. I might do this. I might, to win it wire to wire, 400 to 1 or whatever it was, I might take that one too. Wire to wire with the old man. Mm. The old wily veteran hobbling on one leg, but he still had the mental fortitude to overcome the lynx in Augusta.
Come on, Joe. Like, what? Enough.
Why?
Enough.
That's the guy I want. I want Tiger Woods. Why? You don't think he's got a shot? I hope he steps up. I hope he's drilling that ball like Big Bad Vlad. I hope he's drilling it.
Big Bad Vlad.
Yeah.
No Big Bad Vlad for us on a...
Yeah, just wait. When that dam breaks, it's going to be like a fountain.
Yeah, I hope so. I told you I had a couple more for you on Wednesday. Astros and Royals again. Astros have no idea who they're starting. Lugo's going for the Royals. The A's are in Texas again. Another nine there, Joe. As they were... I know they were trending dead under on Tuesday night in that series. Dead under.
Dead under. All right. I don't like when they trend under. You know that, right?
No, you're an over player, Joe. You need overs.
It's no play or over. It's very rare I took an under.
As
Although
far
I did
as
in the national championship game, believe it.
You did do that. You did do it in the national national championship game. For the NBA, and like I told you, there's a lot of games here between now and Sunday because it's the end of the regular season. First of all, the Pacers did end up scoring $140 on the Raptors on Tuesday night, and Halliburton got to 30 that night.
Good for him.
The Mavs ended up scoring 130. Luka got 39.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I told you.
Yeah, I know. Wednesday, Joe. Again, huge spreads. You just can't get away from them. The Cavs are laying 17 to the Grizzlies.
Is Mitchell out still?
I'm pretty sure he's playing. They are in a very tight seating situation here in the East with everybody. Everybody's bunched together here, Joe. Hawks, Hornets is, I mean, honestly, -12 for the Hawks.
17, you're going to take
got
the points?
What, for the Grizzlies? No, I wouldn't take it.
Yeah, I mean...
How about this, though, Joe? It's 17 and the total's 208.5.
So you want to take the under?
Yeah, I kind of do. That's like a 105-80 type of game. 105-85. I guess that would get him there, though, right? When 105,
yeah.
85, yeah.
105.85.
And it would still go under, right? 105.85. Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. No, it would still go under, Joe. 105.85.
I don't know.
Do too fast math this late. I would never play the Raptor net game. Both teams are finished. Mavs -2 in Miami. So the Mavs are in Charlotte. They destroy the Hornets.
Okay.
The Heat are also on a back-to-back. They play the Hawks on Tuesday night.
So what do you want to do? What do you want to do?
I'd probably side with Luka if he's in there. Now, the bad news for the Bucks, Joe.
Where he's gonna, yeah.
Is the Bucks beat the Celtics on Tuesday night, but I believe Giannis got hurt in the game.
Okay.
Pretty significantly, too. Maybe not significantly, but it didn't look very good.
Shoulder, arm, what do you have?
Hold on, Joe. Too busy with the baseball here for a second. He left the arena with a pretty good limp. So he went down, no contact. Oh, he was just running from one side to the other, Joe. Had to be helped off the floor. It's one of those ones, Joe, where he's just jogging and he just goes down in like a ton of bricks. So that's probably not going to be good. So I would not expect him when the Magic come into Milwaukee. And the Magic, Joe, you know, it's close, like I said, in the East with all the standings.
Yeah.
Magic are on a back-to-back as well, as they were in Houston on Tuesday night. Spurs, Thunder, T-Wolves, Nuggets, and then Suns, Clippers playing a true back-to-back, Joe. They play Tuesday night in Phoenix and then Wednesday night in Los Angeles.
Who would I take there? I mean, all these teams with a back-to-back, Carver. All these teams with a back-to-back.
Well, this is the last few days, Joe, that everybody's got to get three or four games in. Thursday's really the only light night. If you look, Joe, Thursday's kind of light, and then basically everyone plays Friday and everyone plays Sunday, the last day of the year.
I probably would take the Heat. You see, you would back Luka. I wouldn't in that situation.
Mm.
And I would like to. How about the over in the Raptors Nets?
No, I won't touch a game that two teams that are playing for absolutely nothing. Just don't have the.
You don't feel it at all?
Yeah.
Ah, boy. Unbelievable.
There you go, Joe. How about the hockey, which is also down the stretch? Down the stretch they come.
I'm taking all overs in these games.
Now, the significant games on Tuesday night. The Islanders did beat the Rangers 4-2. The Flyers got smashed 9-3 by the Canadiens, and the Caps beat the Red Wings. So what does that all mean, Joe? What does it all mean? It means the Islanders are still third in the Metro with 87 points. The Caps are now in the second wild card with 85 points.
Mm-hmm.
Penguins and the Red Wings have 84 points, and the Flyers have 83 points. So, Islanders with four games to go, Joe, trying to extend.
Yeah,
they're in that
that's
third
your
spot.
Team. Do they have any shot to win the East?
No, they have no shot.
Why do they have no shot?
Because they're not, they shouldn't even. I mean, I can't even believe they're even going to be in the playoffs. To be quite honest with you, they have
you
an
said
abysmal
that about
power
Florida
play.
Last year, and they surprised everybody.
Yeah, that's different.
Why is that different?
Just different.
I don't get it.
Florida wasn't in this level. I mean, they got 87 points. It's just not. There's 27 regulation wins. I mean, they barely beat a playoff, should be a playoff team.
All right, so what do you want to do, over or under?
Well, I'm looking at what we have on Wednesday night with them. And on Wednesday night, Joe, you only have three games, I believe, in the hockey. Vegas and Edmonton, which is a big game. You have Chicago and St. Louis, nothing. And Arizona, Vancouver, really nothing either. Carver Lisi, right. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. So there you go.
There you
with
go.
All that, we got ourselves a very busy day. Now we'll be on coast to coast as well.
Can't wait.
With a lot of afternoon baseball and more Masters preview.
Oh.
I should even get you some of the music so you can just play it in the background.
Yeah, I'm going to play it over the weekend. Like
that,
when
great,
I'm
that great Masters music.
Can you play like Jim Nantz? Is Nantz not doing it this year?
He is. He will. He will never give up the Masters, ever.
Well,
ever.
Why is that? Who made him boss?
I'm just saying it's a. He'll do that job for life. He gave up the Final Four. Now he'll give up. He will never give up NFL, and maybe NFL wanted, but he'll never give up the Masters. They'll have to drag him out of that chair, Joe.
I'd like to see that. Come on, Jim.
Man, they put this Cameron Smith 55-1 now, Joe.
He's been hitting the ball good lately. No.
He was 20. He was 30 4 days ago.
Yeah. He's been hitting it like a brick S house, you know?
Well, he had to back out of the live last week because he was sick.
Yeah, he's so, a little melancholy. It's all right. He's back up. He's got two legs under him. And I heard his trunk is very limber. He's got a lot of talk. Let's get it.
Joe, great job as always. Great job by Matthias Burbell. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. See you tomorrow on the grid.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Do you know your net worth? Or can you even list all your financial accounts? Believe it or not, most people can't. The problem is simple. When you don't track your finances, you leave hard-earned money on the table by overspending and undersaving. Monarch is the solution, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, you can link all your accounts to see a clear, complete picture of your financial health. With data visualizations and AI-driven insights, Monarch helps you spot patterns, cut wasteful spending, and make better financial decisions without ever touching a spreadsheet. Monarch more than pays for itself. In fact, users save over $200 a month on average. That's why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch the best budgeting app of 2025. Get 50% off your first year when you use code GOALS at monarch.com. That's monarch.com, promo code GOALS. Monarch. The modern way to manage money.